The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for February 27th of 2026. Let's end the week the way we started the week, talking about data centers, because as Michiganders across the state are pushing back as much as they can against the billionaire tech bro hyperscale AI data center expansion in their communities, here's some good news a majority of working-class Michiganders can support. Three bills were introduced in Lansing this week to delay new data center proposals, including one by progressive Democratic State Representative Dylan Wagella from Garden City, which would block the Michigan Public Service Commission from greenlighting new data centers for at least a year. Now, these bills have bipartisan support, including progressive Democrats, but also MAGA Republicans like Jim DeSena, who I think it's safe to say he and Wagella probably disagree most of the time. Now, I know how much the Lansing media love themselves some bipartisanship. Well, here you go, guys. Report it. Celebrate it. But you see, the difference with this kind of bipartisanship is that it's fighting back against corporate tech dollars and also against the two energy monopolies in the state, DTE and Consumers Energy, both which stand to make lots of money providing energy to these energy-sucking centers. And DTE and Consumers Energy supply members of both parties with lavish campaign bribes. Now, on his social media, Representative Wagella said that he and others in Lansing, as well as thousands across the state, are pushing for this moratorium because AI isn't regulated yet. The environmental concerns, including the amount of water data centers use, not to mention how they'll put forever chemicals into our water system, and last but not least, there's never been a real discussion or examination into how expanding AI will harm the working class in the future. Yes, there's some good that AI will provide in the future. I'm not saying that. But what if this AI bubble bursts, which some economists are saying, and working class communities are left with the ruins? What then? Why are we providing corporate subsidies or corporate welfare to these billionaire Epstein-class tech bros who believe in more and more power while also they believe in destroying democracy? If you don't believe me, just read Peter Thiel's quotes, okay? This is why grassroots movements from both the left and the right are actually coming together to form this unlikely coalition against these data centers. And it makes perfect sense since the working class feels like they have no say in their lives or where they're living. The working class is fed up with being pushed around by the billionaire Epstein-class tech bros and those within the state government for building these massive hyperscale AI data centers in secrecy. And that's led to both Democrats and Republicans introducing these bills to place a temporary halt on this data center expansion, and that is bipartisanship I can support. Representative Wagella was on the show this week, and he talked about why the working class is fighting back here in the state, but also why it would behoove many inside his own party to realize the importance of this issue in the upcoming election.
The grassroots, both sides of the aisle, are coming together to organize in partnership and coalition against these in communities across our state. And I think there's good reason for that. And if you look into this issue, I think most people would agree that we're really worried about what AI is going to mean for the working class. Because data centers are what powers AI. And what does that mean for our electric rates and our environment? There are things that are more important than corporate tech profits. And we need to make sure that we're putting people in office that are aware of that and have strong positions on that. And that's not the only issue, but it's one that I think is going to be really important in 26. And I think some of us have been trying to sound that alarm.
You can hear my complete interview with State Representative Wagella on this week's edition of Michigan's Premier Progressive Podcast. And I'm going to end here with a quote from our good friend and editor-in-chief of Michigan Advance, John King. Now, John's weekly column this week took Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer to task for ignoring the data center issue in her final State of the State address. I'll remind you that Whitmer's a big proponent of data center expansion in the state. And John King said, and I quote, "Michigan's data center gamble is no longer just an economic development strategy. It's becoming a political litmus test for whether state leaders still prioritize people over corporate subsidies." Get on the right side of this issue, Democrats. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on my socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's Premier Progressive Podcast. Also, follow the show on Patreon. Take the battle to them.